and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, today we've got a heads up about not one, but two ploughing matches coming up in our MFR area next Saturday. The Murray ploughing match is at Hillhead Farm at Forres, where the Butler family are hosts this year. It's all part of the Grampian Supermatch, so there'll be plenty of entries from Murray, Nairn and Aberdeenshire. Ploughing starts at 9:30 and entry is free. Also on Saturday is the Easter Ross ploughing match, where the Bale Sculpture Fairies have again been advertising at the Nigg roundabout. A bogged combine being pulled out by a tractor, the very appropriate sculpture this time around. And that match taking place at Cadball Mount Farm at Fern, where Dave Scott and family are this year's hosts. Let's just hope that this fine spell of weather holds out for them, and do get along and support our ploughmen if you can. Now, a question I get asked a lot at this time of year is, why do we see so many different types and sizes of straw bales out in the fields after the harvest? We know that the straw is put under the animals to keep them warm and dry in the winter, but there's some big, some small, some round, some square bales made. So why all the different types and shapes? Well, who better to answer that than our adopted farmer, John Scott from Fern?
Well, people use different types of bales. For example, here ourselves, we would use mainly a 5-foot bale, which is a bigger round bale. That's just what suits us best for bedding cattle here. But a 5-foot bale is too big to put in a lorry. It doesn't maximise the space. A lot of people like 4-foot bales because they're easy to handle, and especially the guys up in the west, maybe they haven't got the machinery to deal with a 5-foot bigger bale, so they would take a 4-foot bale. However, the most efficient way of transporting straw is in some sort of square bale, and it just depends what the person wants at the other end. When I say efficient, there's no wasted space. With the round bale, the way they're canned up in the lorry, there's a wasted space in the middle of the bales, whereas with the big square bales, there's just solid straw. A lot of the people that we sell our big square bales to will be using them through a straw bedder, so they'll be bedding cattle in the winter and they'll go into a machine that shreds the straw and blows it out into the cattle fold.
And what about the round ones? We see those left out in the fields quite a lot. Is there any special reason for that?
Round bales will be left there because if the farmer hasn't got shed space, they're actually better left sitting individually in a field because the rain will roll off the net wrap.
So there you go. I hope that answers some of the questions at least. And we'll have a bit more about those bales with John Scott tomorrow right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.